USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleon is appearing before a House Oversight Committee to discuss the policy of splitting up illegal alien families at the southern border. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas and Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleon on the crisis at our southern border.
We have a crisis of national security, overstretched resources, endangerment of American citizens, endangerment of Texas communities, and endangerment of migrants along the journey at the hands of cartels, is it not?
It's also a border security crisis.
The truth is that dangerous cartels, particularly the Gulf cartels, Reynosa faction, the CDN of Los Zetas, and the Sinaloas, are massively profiting by moving people through Mexico to the United States, correct?
Yes.
Convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein has been denied bail. He's awaiting trial on new charges in New York that he had sex with underage girls. Epstein is accused of sex trafficking dozens of girls in his Manhattan and Florida homes in the early 2000s. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The House passes legislation to gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour.
This bill honors the dignity of work, grows the economy, and upholds the bedrock idea of fairness in our country, that hard work deserves a decent wage.
Speaking today on Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying that millions of Americans would get a raise. Now, what we have found, though, and studies have shown that in cities such as Seattle and San Francisco, where minimum wage increases were made, more businesses closed. On Wednesday, a judge in Nantucket, Massachusetts, tossed out charges of sexual assault against actor Kevin Spacey. But according to ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams, Spacey is not out of the woods yet.
We don't know exactly what's happening in this investigation. In England, there had been a place he worked which said, look, here's an anonymous email address. If you have any complaints about him, anything that happened, please let us know. They got a lot of reports from people, and now you have investigation going on in England.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul objected Wednesday to an attempt to pass a unanimous consent bill regarding the bill for funding 9/11 first responders, arguing that passing such a long-term bill without offsetting the costs would contribute to our nation's debt.
It has long been my feeling that we need to address our massive debt in this country. We have a $22 trillion debt. We're adding debt at about $1 trillion a year. And therefore, any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years, should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable. We need to, at the very least, have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then, I will object.
Former 9/11 first responder John Field tells Fox News, though, that despite Paul's attempts, this bill will make it through the Senate.
Mitch McConnell, he gave us his word, and he's been sincere about that, and we're confident when the bill goes on the floor for a straight up and down vote, Senator Lee and Senator Paul are going to lose, and any amendment they try to make, you know, we have 73 co-sponsors. We have a two-thirds majority. And I don't think anything they have to offer holds water. But, you know, let's get to, Rand Paul got $580,000 for broken ribs. We get $250,000 for cancer.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.